of Chaos Horror and Disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is the show you listen to for your punk, for your garage, and for your psychedelic madness. Right?
And for the wild parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a this is a party show.
Everybody knows
Welcome
that.
Welcome to the party show. Basically, that means we're just hanging out, right? Is that what it means?
Yeah. Cheers, Doug. We're going to talk about some music.
Cheers.
And, we're going to listen to some music.
Yeah.
We're going to have a party.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just like these frat brothers and sisters in the background here, spring breaking it up.
Indeed.
That's spring break's coming up, as a matter of fact. So, there we go.
Those paying attention to that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. We have here a selection of covers to start out the evening.
Excellent.
The first one is La Motosierra, or Motosierra, which means chainsaw. Sounds much more pleasant in Spanish than it does in English. It's doing Gigi Allen, Bite It You Scum. And then we will have The Mummies doing... oh, my God. It's Dirty Robber, isn't it? I can't see what's written there. I'm pretty sure it's Dirty Robber. Then we have New York Dolls doing Pills. And some more stuff we'll talk about later.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Enjoy.
Sounds like a party. You go!
Tuck, are we recording? Are we on? Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on. We're on.
Here we are. You're on the air.
Might not have got your preamble there, but...
You're listening. Well, it didn't make any sense anyways.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. Was that tears or cheering?
That was cries.
Oh.
Yeah, so... You're welcome. You're welcome. So, what we listened to was... Bite of You Scum by Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies, covered by Moto Sierra. Then we heard The Mummies doing Dirty Robber, New York Dolls with Pills, and Under My Thumb, a cover. I don't have the band's name right now, so we'll come back to that.
The Rolling Stones.
It's the Rolling Stones, but it's not the Rolling Stones playing the song. It's somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. But the song is by the Rolling Stones. Thank you, Graham. I did know that, but I figured I just
sorry,
people would know.
Yeah.
No, that's good. It's what radio shows are for, is to give voices to people who know a lot about music.
Okay. Yeah, smart enough.
Did I say we'd listen to the No Talents performing Wasted? Do you know who Wasted was by, Graham? You're such a smart
guy. The Dead Kennedys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Black Flag.
Black Flag, yeah. Right state. So there we go. What do you have lined up for us?
This first set, we're going to continue with the cover theme here with the Scotty McKay Quintet doing Train Kept A-Rollin', which is originally composed by Tim Bradshaw in 1952, but this is the 67 version. It's quite classic from... the garage point of view. His original name, Scotty McKay, is not his name. His birth name was Max Lipscomb, and he worked with Gene Vincent. And then we're going to hear Anti-Vegetable, which is a Chatham, UK band, so with lots of connections with Billy Childish, such as Sexton Ming and Bruce Brand, doing Stroll On, which is the Yardbirds song from 66, which is their cover of Train Kept A-Rollin', which is a cover of the original... Train Kept Her. Oh. I know. And finally, in this set, we're going to hear from episode 6, Mozart versus the Rest. This band released this album single in 1969, one of 9 singles they released. None of them charted.
Wow.
But then the vocalist, Ian Gillan, and Roger Glover on bass went and joined Deep Purple. Here's Scotty McKay.
Get along.
That one's instrumental, Doug pointed out. There was no singing in that. But it's not clear. That was a 1969 single, and in 1969, Ian Gillan and Roger Glover joined Deep Purple. So it's up for debate as to whether or not they were involved in that particular recording.
Anyway, oh,
that was
I see.
Episode six. Yeah. I have some interesting information to tell you about the drummer in Anti-Vegetable who did Stroll On, and that's Bruce Brand. And I discovered he's got a lot of aliases.
Uh huh.
Do you know what an alias is?
I do. Yeah.
I don't mean to.
Do you want to explain it for the audience?
An alias, kids, is when you use a different name from your own, but you're still you.
Yeah, I think anybody that watched television at any point in their lives
it's like
probably
when
came
Clark
across.
Kent becomes Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you have,
And Bruce Brand, he's got a lot. He's got, can I list them for you?
What is the difference between a stage name, though, and an alias?
That's a good question. And a gnome to
an alias is like, you know, that is you. But a stage
name,
you only become them. An anal alias is something else. That's
All right, here are Bruce Brand's aliases: Art Hole, Bash Brannigan, Bash Brannigan the Second, Dr. Vu, Professor Belvedere Gascoigne Carvalho.
Wow.
Stoop Solo the Second, Will Power, and Zuni the Lazoon. I love it.
Wow.
Those are all fantastic.
Bash, stage names, Bash Brannigan?
Holmes the Bloom.
Isn't that
Bash Brannigan the Second?
Isn't that the name of the guy? Brash, that's the guy's name from Futurama.
It's a play on it, yeah.
No, but there's a television show.
Isn't Crash Brannigan was a character, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to make a wild guess here, and it might have been those marionettes. Maybe.
I was talking about something else, but they're probably both referencing the same thing, so that would make sense.
If you know, listener, call the show. Call the show on the internet and let us know how way off we are.
Yeah, comment.
In what we're talking about.
Or something.
Leave us a
PM. Words. Hit us up in our DMs.
DM or even public message us. Why not? Try it.
I don't think that's... Yeah, I guess you could do it.
Try it. Go for it. There's a secret part of the internet that does that.
All right, here we go with some more music.
Awesome.
Which we'll talk about later. All right. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Well, I got my reservation for a check on my face. Gonna catch a little sun. Got a lot of it as I climb up on the giant silver moon. Something ain't right, and I can tell that there's a man in the aisle, and I don't like to smile. Absolutely, totally deranged. And he's got a pistol, and it's clear as crystal. He's an L, and he's on. All right, I'm paid, I'm a hijacker, I'm a hijacker, the moon. You got old, but the fight, I'm a fight. I'm a hijacker, I'm a hijacker, the moon. Future age, love, love. Guys, listen to me, I'm staying in the seats, cause I got my body up with TNT. You better meet my demands, cause they're all in my hands, or I'll come around in the sand. But as people screaming, brain man scheming, how he's gonna take control. But suddenly he's dead, three shots in the head, and then a victim of the arrow. I'm a hijack victim, I'm a hijack victim, oh. You got old, but the fight, I'm a fight. I'm a hijack victim, I'm a hijack victim, oh. Future ain't low. What we say, and nothing we're standing away. Broken up
too. Ow.
Yeah, that was the Oblivions with Mr. Quintron.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The other two weren't covers, but that one was, so carrying on my theme. Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard Negative Approach performing lead song, and Monroe doing Hijack Victim before that.
Okay.
Yeah, so there we go.
Well, and during the break, while you were listening to that, Doug and I were doing a bit of research into some of my claims as to Bruce Brand's aliases, and it turns out that most of what I was saying was complete conjecture.
Yeah.
I am ashamed to admit.
And that's it. And we've set the record straight. Bash Brannigan is a character in a comic strip in a movie.
Yeah, not a marionette.
How to Murder Your Wife.
TV.
Yeah. Well, there's possibly a marionette on TV. You know, we just...
They're not named Crash Brannigan. I believe that's something else.
We're just doing our own science here, so that's what's happening.
It's true for me, okay? It's true for me.
Right, so, yeah, there we go. Before we carry on that.
Off the rails, yeah.
That's...
I've got a two-song set, but they're two longer songs. Goes along with the Mozart versus the Rest track from my previous selections. In that, these next two also come from a compilation series called I'm a Freak Baby. There's three parts to it. You can find it on iTunes, which is where I procured myself the files. And it's heavy. UK psych. Circa late 60s, early 70s. What we're going to hear now is Monument, First Taste of Love, which has some pretty explicit lyrics. 1971. Apparently, they were actually really into witchcraft, like for real.
Mm.
Like founded a coven and stuff. And then we're going to hear from Orangutan and Chocolate Piano, which is a bit of an epic, very heavy riffage. Their only album, they're from London, but their album was only released in the US. Why? You may never know. Monument, First Taste of Love, CKUT 90.3.
I want you.
show me you love me, Graham. Get on your knees.
I will show you. I will give you my first taste of love. Orangutan. Saucy. Saucy song there.
Yeah.
1971's Chocolate Piano by Orangutan. Off the I'm a Freak, Baby.
Yeah.
The compilation series. What have you got coming up next for us besides 11:45 p.m.?
Yep. We have the Onion Dolls with Hot Love and the Pack, Come On. But,
Is that the T-Rex cover, Hot Love?
Is it? I don't know. I don't even know. It might be. Ooh.
Did you know that program that, a cover without knowing it?
Well, I was doing covers tonight. Maybe I just... Yeah. But I've never registered that song as being a cover.
If
you'll listen to it, you'll let me know.
If it's not, it could be a two songs that are the same song but that have different names song.
I wonder how many songs called Hot Love there are. Chocolate Piano? I'm not sure about. I think that's pretty unique.
What is a chocolate piano? What does he mean?
Either something like really, really piano. Gross, or just he likes chocolate and he wishes he had a chocolate piano.
Would you like to see my chocolate piano?
See, I don't even want to know what that is.
Come on back.
What's a piano, first off? what happens to make it chocolate?
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to go see a special doctor.
Needs to see something, I guess. But
bad doctor.
A naughty nurse, perhaps.
You need to get a bad operation. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to this, and then afterwards, the Graham will tell us what whether or not it's a cover.
Well, we'll see. T-Rex. Let's make a decision as we.
Yeah.
And then through its musical continuum.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. Thank you for tuning into this informative newscast. We'll talk to you soon.
Light entertainment programming. KUT 90.3 FM. We'll be right back.
here, Graham.
Here we are.
We're here.
Are we here?
Hosting a radio show. And it's almost over.
My God. Yeah. Where does the time go? It's 11:52, almost 11:53. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM, it's the 21st of February. This has been the radio show that we made for you. And you could listen to it again if you want. If you're listening live, you could listen to it on a podcast or on an archive if you went to the internet and did that.
You can.
You could do that.
You can, indeed. Mm-hmm. Although there's often technical problems.
There are.
Be persistent.
Yeah. The best way to listen is live.
Yeah, exactly.
But except that this isn't live. Anyways, the original broadcast, the live broadcast of the pre-recorded program, which is what this is. Though we don't really do too many edits. It's basically live what we do.
It's effectively
as
live.
Close
yeah.
to
Except
live.
Except the transitions are really nice.
Half live. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear The New Breed, My Baby, from the newish comp Buried in Time, which you can find on Bandcamp for free. And Ninth Street Market with I'm a Baby.
Nice.
Night.
Thank you for
Thanks
listening.
For being here.
And look us up on Instagram.
Yeah,
on Facebook.
Do that.
Love brings no right. It ruins your smell. It tears you apart. Don't waste your time. Let me to sleep. That's what they told me. Now it's too late.
in for a day in my life, 'cause I'm a baby. Doesn't like my kind. Personality wise, I'm really a dud. In every social circle, well, my name is Bud, 'cause I'm a baby. I'm a baby. I don't care just what you think. I don't care just what you say. No matter what we end up trying to do,
South Hour, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Keep listening to CKUT 90.3 FM for all your music needs.
That's right. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch it.
You are listening to The Tunnel on CKUT. I'm your host, Nick. This was recorded in Chile on Thursday. I played a show in a desert town called Ovalle to a small crowd, going by my temporary Chilean DJ name, DJ Clever. So sit back and enjoy the next 2 hours. Keep it locked, 90.3 FM.